I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. Give them a call on +44 1273 733 433 or fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can speak to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Lucas Zelizny, Director of Organic Performance at ZPG. Now, they own Zoopla, Uswitch, Prime Location and Money, don't they, Lucas?
Hello, thank you for having me today.
It's a pleasure.
Yes. So I'm very proud to be for the last 6 years with Uswitch, and after acquisition, when ZPG acquired Uswitch, I become a member of the ZPG family.
Fantastic.
It's very, very exciting and lots of challenges, very competitive market. So every day I am trying to learn more.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did it all begin and what you've been up to?
I was born in Poland, as you can hear my accent probably.
Yeah.
And moved to London in 2007. Mm. Before I moved to London, long time before that, I was actively doing lots of things. And one of the things was being a DJ those days in late 90s and early 2000. Drum and bass was very popular in Poland. It was kind of a posh music. And I was unlucky because I was born in a small town when there was no clubs. You could play the music. I was composing my own music because I also have a musical education. Mm. And I was doing my own tracks. They are somewhere there on YouTube as well. And I wanted to play them. And then I figured out that, okay, maybe I should have a website. When I had a website, I was like, okay, maybe I should think how I can measure if someone is visiting. There was really a long time ago, pre-Google Analytics era. Then I started to promoting my website, adding some content, and I saw that, oh, the website is ranking higher. So when it's ranking higher, then it's more traffic, and so on and so on and so on. I was the first early stage a long time ago when Google was a couple of years on the market, the first attempts to rank a website, and that was my first lessons.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. And considering the fact that, you know, drum and bass, it's hard to pay your bills when you are only in drum and bass,
yeah,
and your parents probably don't want to pay your bills for the rest of their life. At some point, I decided to become a professionally attached to this SEO thing and online marketing, and I always wanted to keep music as a hobby.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I was working a couple of companies in Poland, and then in 2007, I decided to move to London.
Yeah.
And since then, I'm living in London for the last 11 years. Fantastic journey, fascinating journey.
So basically, literally from drum and bass to SEO.
From drum and bass to SEO. That's very well said. Yes.
I love a bit of drum and bass. I mean, do you encourage, you know, at work, do you sort of pipe a bit of drum and bass through to the workers to spur them along a bit?
I am still listening a lot.
Yeah.
There is a fascinating... There is lots of sets on YouTube, but there is a fascinating podcast called Cranium Session.
Yeah.
And this podcast is run by two fantastic producers, which are creating a group called Amos with double S at the end. And they are recording and they are talking. So it's not the typical set of couple of tracks mixed together. It's more like they are mixing different things, then they are giving some comments. It's very funny as well.
Yeah.
They have hilarious sense of humor. and sometimes I'm listening to this when I'm going for a run here in Essex, where I'm normally living, where I have a house. So yeah, this is how it works.
That's fantastic.
So I'm still there in the German base.
Yeah.
Obviously, I could see a bit of twist since Facebook becomes so popular. Lots of forums that back in the day been like a point of where the people, where the fans, where people who are listening to this music were gathering. Right now, doesn't exist. I've been tracking a lot of this drum and bass dot. Some things like dot Latvia, dot Lithuania, dot Estonia, dot Germany, and so on.
Mm.
Now, lots of this website doesn't exist. The time has changed, and yeah, this is a normal thing.
Now, as much as I'd actually love to talk more about music in general and promoting music, maybe we could have a future show about that. But I wanted to just be a little bit more general today, and we haven't had this discussion about. SEO is dead for a while, so I thought I'd just resurrect that one a bit. What are the sort of, I mean, SEO, it's a dynamic thing. There's lots of things have been changing. Why do you particularly find it so fascinating? And why would you say SEO is not dead?
Thank you for this question. It's a very, very important question for me, because I think the first part question, the answer is pretty easy. The SEO is fascinating because it was never fully transparent. There is not a single book or three books or five books you can read, and then you know everything, and it's fine, and you sort it, and you can call an account manager somewhere in the search engine office who will help you. It doesn't work like that. You need to be really in. It's a kind of lifestyle, I would say.
Mm.
And when I'm saying lifestyle, I'm thinking about the people. So we SEOs are a very open for building relation between other with other SEOs.
Yeah.
There is a huge amount of any type of meetups, breakfasts, dinners, lunches that we spend together, conferences, workshops, and so on and so on. People really like, there is a sense of community. There is a sense of big group of people that likes to hang out together, that likes to spend time together. Everyone knows everybody. And if I don't know someone, then I definitely know that person I don't know definitely have a person who we both know. You know, so this is something that is also linking with our topic from drum and bass to SEO.
Yeah.
Because the same sense of community was back then in 2000 or late 90s. And I can go even more backwards, early 90s, when I was using this Commodore Amiga. We were going for copy parties.
Oh, those days.
Those days, there was a demo scene. And demo scene was a kind of group of people who were fascinated about, you know, challenging each other, who is the better musician or who is the better coder or who is the better graphician, and so on and so on.
Mm.
So on every stage, there is a sense of community. And I think this is very important, because that brings the knowledge that make us wanting to learn more, but it also make day by day work more fascinating. You know, I could like talk about many people right now who I met through all these years, and who are my friends who've been on my wedding, and we're still in touch, and we will see on another conference and on another. Sometimes we're sharing stage. So this is fascinating. For someone young who is listening to us right now, I can say that being in online marketing is cool, but being in SEO is like to sit in the first row, you know.
Mm.
So yes, I think this is how I see working in SEO for so many years.
So let's move on to, we've talked a little bit about SEO. I'll come back to that in a minute, actually, but let's talk a bit about content and content marketing. And I'm just interested what your thoughts are on how content sort of helps to deliver leads and conversions in today's times.
I think content is everything, or almost everything. I know that there is lots of focus these days on the technical SEO, which is important, but it's just an addition to what is on the website. And it's always this kind of understanding, or very often when we're talking about content, we're talking about lots of people sees article or blog post full of text, and that's it. Content is the form of content, and are like, there is a huge spectrum. And I'm giving this recent example that I discovered, amazing content. So I mentioned that I moved to Essex, and yeah. I'm living in Dagenham, a couple of miles on the east from the center of London. Mm. And obviously I wanted to, I'm thinking to buy a cat, because I like cats a lot. And I found a website, I don't remember the address right now, but you can type, you know, Maine Coon breed versus Ragdoll, or Birman cat versus Burmese cat.
Yeah.
And there's this super cool table, and the pages are especially tailored for this search queries. And every time this guy is with this website ranking first, and it's done the similar way like you would, it's, I know that it may be a bit offensive for cat lovers, it's the same way like you would compare like digital cameras.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Understand? The only difference is there is no buy now button on the bottom, and you're not directed to Amazon to buy your cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have all the facts about the lifespan, the behavior. Does this cat bring the problem with hers? That you will have such a mess. Is he all right to deal with dogs? Is he all right to deal with cats? And this is a very fascinating type of content that is there. Another type, what is great, there is an amazing balance between we need to rank high in search engine and we need to have an added value for user, so they will definitely be excited to stay on our website, maybe click another cats and compare another and so on and so on.
Mm.
And I can give more examples like GovUK website. This is a big story. It's a fascinating website. Yes. The way it is designed, the colors, the font, these little things that really matter. 2-3 sentences, and then you have one paragraph, and then next paragraph have 2-3 sentences, and next paragraph. It's very easy to read.
Yeah.
For people who are using WordPress, Yoast plugin have lots of these little things about readability, not only about optimization, not only about these things that help you ranking, but also that give a good feeling to people. So make sure that the sentence doesn't contain more than 20 words, because then people may lose the sense of the sentence. Make sure that you have these transition words, like they call... And lots of little things, and you can feel right now that I'm talking about this, and it fascinates me, and I'm not really touching that much about SEO, because it's coming naturally. I was working with many copywriters, and working with a copywriter during last 15 years or more than I'm in an SEO, copywriters or content editor, I would rather say, because copywriter sometimes doesn't describe fully what these people are doing. But copywriters and content editor, rather than typists, you know, that we're talking about people who know what they're writing about. I remember working for Thomson Reuters for a brand which was dealing with legal stuff. And we had to have lawyers who are also really focusing on... Lawyers who've been really into writing, yeah?
Let me go.
So they knew what they're writing about. You know, and then you have all this SEO bits and bobs that you need to remember about. So internal linking, making sure that you have read more section, corresponding articles or related articles.
Yes.
So inline articles. And that, thanks God, all that stuff is very easy to implement these days when using WordPress or any other CMS system based on plugins, because lots of the solutions is there.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I mean, you touched on page optimization. I was just wondering, in your mind, what would you say are the most important things that have happened in 2018? I know we're only about a third of the way through at the moment, but in terms of on-page optimization, what would you say are the top things that are important in 2018?
From the technical perspective, definitely, you know, responsiveness, progressive web apps, and definitely, you know, the load time. And that's, obviously, we don't have that much time to go deeper, but optimization of the load time, It's a mammoth, because again, you need to balance your performance versus how the website look like. You cannot put just simply HTML, empty HTML, just for sake to having the fastest website. But what is more important than these technical aspects, which are obviously, there is a priority on them, relatively high priority, but probably not the highest. The highest is this content. The content needs to be written for a purpose. So back in the day, people were writing content for sake of saturating the SERP, search engine results pages. And that content doesn't rank anymore that well. There is this sense of, I call this Google artificial intelligence. And you can see this artificial intelligence. If you wrote a really good article that is answering a really important problem, and you're ranking very, very high, you will get extra boost in the form of featured snippet. So you will appear above the organic results and right below the paid results if they exist. So, you know, like if when anyone who is listening to us can, after we will finish, can go to Google and type some questions. I can give you a couple of like from the world I'm working. You know, for Uswitch, it will be what is a smart meter?
Yeah,
they will see that we are ranking in this featured snippet. If someone is into cooking, when there is so many cooking related questions, and will type how to bake a cake or how to cook a pancake, the most relevant page predominantly is ranking not only first or second in the SERPs, but also in the featured snippet. And I think if I'm right, Site Visibility done a fantastic case study on how to rank on featured snippet. I know that it was presented probably, if I'm right, on one of the Brighton SEO.
Yes.
Yeah. So you see, I remember, and that was fantastic, very well, you know, wrap up of all these rules, because it's also very important to mention that there is no magic bullet. There is not a simple code or tag or trick that will make you ranking in a featured snippet. First of all, you need to rank in the top as high as high as possible, because higher your ranking, better chance to be in the featured snippet. And I can see right now, looking to my brain somewhere, I can see the slides, I can even see these colors. Inside Visibility was using these branded colors, and there was this probability, depends on what position you're ranking, then there is the probability of that Google will choose your website to rank in an answer box, or we call this featured snippet. And this is all what I'm saying is strictly related to the quality of content.
You mentioned earlier on in the show, I think you were just talking about the drum and bass and the website, and you said something along the lines of it would be nice to know who was looking at it, getting some sort of feedback. I was just wondering, what are your favourite tools that you've been using recently to get feedback and to help with, well, all aspects of SEO, I suppose?
So thank you very much for this question. I hope that we will also help right now to some people who are listening to us and thinking what tool I should use. There are two schools, I would say. First school is I want to have one tool that will cover as many things as possible. And there are tools which can do that. That there is various reasons why people want to go this way. Sometimes it's the budget relation. Sometimes it's we have only specific amount of time to deal with SEO and we cannot dive that deep and so on. So I'm always saying SEMrush. What SEMrush is doing is mind-blowing. These guys are geniuses. I have an honor and pleasure to know a lot of them, especially these people who are working in the product. But whatever they're doing, they're adding lots of things and it always makes sense. Another example would be Ahrefs. Also, a lot of things there, not only about backlink research, but keywords, but, you know, plenty of other stuff. So that can tick many checkboxes. However, if there is the second, there is the other school. I want to have a lot of tools that are doing a very special task and they will help me to deal with specific issues. And then, obviously, deep crawl is a must. Deep crawl to crawl the website and to understand where are the quick fixes, issues with the architecture and so on and so on. Screaming Frog, for example, as the substitute for depends on the size of the website. And then keyword research, search metrics, Spyful, or Systrix. And I'm always trying to mention one thing. If you have opportunity to have two or three of these tools which are in the same category of tools, that's even better because you will get a wider spectrum for on a different problem. So you can pull keywords from 3-4 tools, like I mentioned, SearchMetrix, SEMrush, Spyful, and Systrix. And you will have so many keywords, you can then remove duplication and you have fantastic keywords that you can deal with. For the same with backlinks, Majestic and then Ahrefs, and why not to go with SearchMetrix again or SEMrush or maybe even some other less popular tools. Finally, you know, I'm using a lot of tools which are not that much about SEO, but also can help to promote content across social media. So Hootsuite to schedule my content. If this then that to automate. I am also using Viral Content Bus, Bassumo. So I'm using plenty of tools. AccuRanker, fantastic, very, very powerful keyword tracker. AccuRanker is really, really powerful these days. And if someone is really about tracking the rankings, then it's fantastic. SEO Clarity, more popular in US than in Europe, but also a tool that can check, cover so many checkboxes and bring so much added value. So it's a personal choice what people prefer, what is the company size, what is the budget, is this agency or in-house, and if they are in-house, are they trying to outsource or are they trying to build a team in-house? Various different ways. I am in this good position that there in Uswitch we have so many tools and, you know, we can work own ways. And then, you know, my team, which is responsible for Zoopla and Uswitch, can exchange the experience working on different problems. And this is really where the added value is.
We've talked about, we've covered a lot of ground actually in this chat today. Out of all those things, I mean, if there was one top tip or key takeaway for our audience today, Lucas, what would it be?
I think the most important is going with your own SEO kung fu. No matter how ridiculous that sounds, but yes, this is the way to go. Don't try to copy always your competitor or other guys. Try to go your own way. I'm not saying that you want to game the search engine, but you want to find your own vision, own approach. I was, I'm sometimes teaching on my conferences or workshops, wherever I'm speaking, about things like gap analysis, snapshot method, atom approach. That's are very, very personal things that doesn't exist anywhere online. You can find them on my website somewhere. I have the section which I call University, and you can go there and see the video where I'm explaining that thing. But this is one part of this, what I'm saying, my own personal kung fu. And I'm teaching this, but my intention is to see how I'm doing this, mix that into deassemble this into pieces, reassemble this, and then you will have your own path. Fantastic. So this is my advice.
So basically, make it your own.
Make it your own, exactly. Yeah, yeah, this is the most fascinating thing. And we again touching the first question, why SEO is so fascinating? Because there is infinite number of universes, infinite numbers of way you can go.
So, Lucas, thanks for joining us. It's been a fascinating chat. How can our listeners find out more about you?
First of all, thank you very much for having me. It's amazing to be with you and with all the listeners. Lots of warm greetings to Site Visibility Crew. And if anyone wants to find me, let me do this very simple. There is a website. I don't know what I will launch there ever, but it's very easy to remember. SEO.London.
Yeah.
Zelezny.UK may be a bit more challenging. And I'm also on LinkedIn and Twitter. You can just type Lukasz Zelezny, very unique name and surname. So you probably will find my my profile. And yeah, if any questions or if you don't agree with me, then also don't forget to send me a message. We can have discussion online, and I will be very, very excited to know that you was listening and you've been with us.
Well, we'll make sure that all those links are in the show notes. And just for our listeners who the spelling of your surname is Zelezny, isn't it? Is that right?
Right. That's correct. Zelezny, Zelezny.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. And thanks for listening, all of our listeners. The show notes are on the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/IM podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. If you want to feed back to us, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. We have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. That's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Lucas.
Thank you very much once again. And I hope somewhere in the future I will be able to be with you, Andy, again and answer, or we will have a debate about some other things as fascinating as we were talking today.
Yes, we'll talk about drum and bass next time.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.